We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello and welcome back, you guys. This is Justine Mader coming to you here on the Virtually Limitless podcast, and I am so excited to be bringing just a huge example for men across the globe, but women as well, because this gentleman has embraced his message and his mission with just so much force, and I'm so excited to bring this powerhouse to you guys. Without further ado, Joe DeRoma, thank you so much for coming on to the Virtually Limitless podcast. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited. And, you know, for those people that unfortunately don't know you, I'm glad they're getting to know you now. I would love for them to hear just a short bio on who you are and what you do for the world.
Sure. Thanks. And thank you for having me on. I'm a big fan of you and your buddy, and it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'm somebody that is very passionate about helping others. Service to others is the one of the foundations of my life. You know, being a product of personal transformation myself, over the years leading teams within the hospitality industry, within the operations scope, as well as the corporate scope. You know, I discovered that I had a passion for people development as a result of my own personal transformation. And I was somebody that suffered from mental health illness as a youth. I was suffered from alcoholism and drug addiction, and it runs on both sides of my family. So all those things kind of played a big role in wanting to provide, you know, specific kind of a path for men to be able to speak up and talk about the things that are really going on. You know, I got connected with a gentleman by the name of Ron Malhotra, who is the founder of The Successful Male. And, you know, it's just one of those amazing, which you and I know there's no such thing as coincidences, but one of those occurrences where, you know, an Indian Australian man from Melbourne, Australia, and a Irish Italian American from, you know, Tampa, Florida, meet in Boca Raton, Florida at an event and hit it off. And, you know, my business partner over here, Joe Johnson, we decided, hey, you know, we really want to blow this thing up here in America, right? There's no reason why men can't be, like we were saying earlier, really having everything in life. You know, the kids, the family, the relationships, the financial literacy to build wealth, you know, the career and business, you know, growth, as well as the mindset, right? Yeah. So kind of taking a multidimensional approach to transformation is really the basis for the successful male.
Oh, that's so incredible. And what I love that you shared so passionately here, Joe, is just the fact that you can have it all. And the fact that so many people view themselves as being limited is really something that happens in their own mind. How did you overcome that limiting mindset that society puts on us without us realizing it? You know, from children, we start limitless because children have the imagination of the world. But what is it that you, or how did that happen for you in your journey, Joe? I would love to hear that.
A lot of pain. a lot of
hasn't had some of that.
Yeah. I, you know, I tell people that, you know, motivation doesn't last, you know, like Zig Ziglar said, motivation is like bathing, you know, it's highly recommended that you do it every day, you know, yeah. But again, then there's inspiration that's a little bit stronger. And when you're living an inspired existence, you're full of a lot of energy. Yeah. I would say, though, that the strongest force from my experience in terms of a catalyst for change is desperation. A desperate person will do just about anything to change their current circumstances and situation in order for them to get out of it, right? So like that for me was the catalyst of, okay, what I'm doing is not working anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the pinnacle for me was the movement away from it's everyone else's and the world's fault to, okay, I'm now going to take personal responsibility and ownership for the results of my life. And the instant that I did that, I'm not saying that I automatically became a millionaire.
Yeah.
But I would say that I had in that moment, you get a millionaire mindset because now you are in control of the results in your life because you're taking ownership right now. Mm. In that space, learning can take place.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. The number one thing that I think the world needs more of is taking responsibility, is taking that just, I mean, sometimes it's pretty, sometimes it's not, as you well know, and I know too, sometimes it's just straight up ugly. But it's one of those things that when we're willing to embrace ourselves for the good, the bad, and everything in between, and be like, okay, this is where we're at. This is not where I want to be, but this is where I want to be. Am I committed to achieving that? I think that's the mindset that, you know, really defines how we move forward and if we adopt it or if we don't. And I just love that you shared that pivotal moment for yourself where you're like, I'm just, nope, this is not it. And I think you're so totally spot on. Desperation moves people faster than anything in the world. And I would hope that the world would be pushed for better things, you know, right? When we're talking about limitless and having it all in your life and business, I'm a life and business coach and strategist. And I try to make sure that, you know, anyone that I touch is experiencing success, which is defined by them today, because we don't know about tomorrow, right? So it's one of those things where when people are so focused on, you know, success, I think that 2020 really defined success in a different light. Desperation became security, lack thereof, wanting security, wanting control, wanting to know what was going to happen. And I think it totally changed people's perspective on that. How do you think men were affected specifically in this case? Because men are, you know, typically looked to know the answers, to know, you know what's the right next move, to know all the things, to make it happen, to protect. You know, it's one of those things where I think it was a very challenging season for men and women alike, but specifically for men. How do you think that this has either brought them up, helped them, you know, step up to the plate, or, you know, caused them to retreat for lack thereof?
Great question. Couple of things surfaced for me when you were speaking, and that what you were stating is very, very well said. I think one of the biggest misconceptions for people in general is that they get wrapped up into what they believe is the objective definition of what success is. But it's very important to understand that it's subjective. Mm. And until you clearly define what that is for your life, you're not going to be really going anywhere. You're going to be using a lot of effort, but not really getting a lot of progress in the vision that you have for your life. So that's the very first thing that we teach in, you know, in our Success Blueprint course is define your success, right? So then to mention what you're speaking on the second half, first of all, we have to take a clear look at where we are culturally in this country. We're indoctrinated into an educational system where we're graded on knowing, okay? Mm. We're graded on our answers and memorizing stuff and knowing, right? Yeah. We're not graded on the quality of our questions, but you and I both know without a doubt that the only thing that we do know is that we don't know. You know, it's like, and it's like you go through life and you check these boxes. Oh, I was wrong about that. I was wrong about that. Right. Okay. But like you just said, everyone is looking up to us to know, to provide, to be strength, to be courageous. Right. Yep. So what we've seen last year, we've seen an increase in suicides. Which I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that the second leading demographic in our country of suicide is men between the ages of 35 and 44. You know, because it goes along with what you were saying. If I check all the boxes of what society, my parents, what my teachers told me is the equivalent of success, and then I do all those things, and then I'm middle-aged, and I'm looking around and I'm so unfulfilled because I've never done anything I want or that inspires me. I've never questioned what my purpose and passion is, or what, or even sat down and understood what really what my values are so that I can lead life with my highest integrity.
Yes.
Like, you're going to be incredibly unfulfilled, feel lonely. And then you get stuck in the trap that most men get stuck in. And that is, if I put my hand up and say, I don't have it all figured out and I'm not okay, then I'm weak. I'm being a little bitch, you know? And it's like, that's just not real.
Yeah.
The largest show of strength is putting your hand up with supreme confidence in the fact that you don't know.
Yes.
And when you can get to that place, then you are really living an inspired existence. You're really living in a space of integrity, right? Because I'm not worried about Justine thinking less of me that I don't know something. Like that's insanity. You know what I mean? Like, it's impossible to know everything. Now, if you told me three times and I still ask you a question, that's different, right? Like, that's just,
yes,
you know, but it's so there is a distinction. Like,
there is. And I think society has made it so normal to think that insanity is normal. It's not normal to be governed by the thoughts of what other people are going to think of you or how you should be doing this to make this or that person happy. It's one of those things that it's so crippling because it's so normalized. And that's where really people are robbed of their power. So I love the fact that you were talking about, you know, the greatest strength is to raise your hand and say, hey, I don't know what's happening. But the number one thing that I think needs to be followed up with, just because you say that doesn't mean that you're giving up either. Like, right. You're not saying, oh, I don't know what's going on, hand down. No, sure. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to keep fighting until I figure it out. Or I'm still here with you in the trenches. I'm not leaving you alone. I just don't have the answer right now. We're going to figure it out. That's what leadership, that's what every single person needs to establish in each and every one of ourselves, really. You can't lead until you lead yourself. And so I think that 2020 has really caused people to be like, hold up, mate, like, what's going on? What the heck are you doing? And I hope that it's a transformation. And if this is you listening right now and you have just found yourself to pause and to reevaluate, I just hope this gives you the inspiration, men and women alike, but especially men. If you're listening to this, Joe is a huge testimony of what your life can look like when you allow yourself to grow through that pain, to embrace the fullest purpose of who you were called to be. And I think that, you know, maybe everything before now was great, but that's not your future. 2020 and past is not your future. What is your future? Who are you? What is it that you want? What is your definition of success? And how are you committed to creating that in your life and business? That's how you become the successful male. And I think that that's so powerful that Joe has just truly presented himself to be all of that, but it's in him. It's being that person. So how, Joe, tell us, how do you be that person? You know, it's not talk about, oh, I'm gonna, I wanna, I shoulda. Mm. How are you before me? We're doing this live on Zoom, you guys. How are you that person right now? How do you do that?
That's funny you said, I'm gonna. I remember, I'll tell you a quick story. I remember when I was like 16 or 17 and I was still living at home, mm-hmm. and I was a shit bag. I was a troubled youth. I was crazy, you know? And my mom, we were arguing and my mom just goes, you know what? Me and your father have decided we have a new nickname for you. And I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, we're going to nickname you I'm Gonna. Because that's all you ever say is I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So we get off your back and then you just don't ever do shit, you know, like, wow. And so like, what's it like today? Very, very far away from that young boy, right? Now, I would say the most important thing in my life is that I have a true understanding that no matter what it is I'm doing, when I'm doing it, the most important person in my world is watching me. Mm. And so many people don't realize that these little things that we continuously, you know, not give our best on, we push to the side little things, right? Over time, it builds up. And every time you do that, every time you tell yourself in your mind, yeah, I'm going to get to that, I'm going to do that, you know, you're letting the most important person in your world down, you. Mm-hmm. And the more that you show up in the highest integrity of the things that you're going to keep to yourself, like treat yourself like you would a dear friend. Yeah. Like, would you just continuously let your best friend down all the time when you make commitments to them? No. But people will continuously do that to themselves, right? So I think one of the biggest things for me is living with my highest integrity, not for the show,
yep,
right? Because integrity and self-worth are always in perfect harmony. And if I lower my integrity, I'm lowering my self-worth, which means I'm lowering my confidence, which as a man, that's what we aspire to be, is confident, courageous men. And guess what? I have to make sure I'm taking care of myself when no one else is watching, because that's what really matters. That's what's going to give me the ability to put my hand up in a room full of people and say, I don't know, because I know I'm living with me. I'm comfortable with me. Right. Mm. And then, you know, there's just some other basic things that I feel like people, they don't incorporate. Like, I feel like a life that doesn't incorporate the spiritual domain and making that some sort of practice in your life, you're really cheating yourself out of the fulfillment and life experience that you could be having. And not only that, like, how many more books do you have to read about, you know, out of body experiences that people had, you know, with the near death experiences and stuff? It's like, that stuff's not fake. I mean, that stuff's very real, you know? Mm-hmm. So to look away from that stuff and not incorporate prayer and meditation and whatever your beliefs are, doesn't necessarily have to be religious, but if it is, go all in, to get that sense of fulfillment, right? And lastly, I'll say this, the most important journey that a man will ever take is from his head to his heart. And just with the name of your podcast, Limitless, to get to a place in your life where you can have deep beliefs that you have limitless energy, mm-hmm. limitless possibilities for your life, that's only created through coherency between the mind and heart intelligence, right? So when you get alignment with those two and you have full coherency with your body, emotions, and language, you get into a place of being unstoppable, right? So again, you know, what possibilities can take place when you're in that space, you know, and are you working towards that? Are you working with someone to get you to that place? And that's what I would tell men, hey, like, put your hand up. Say, I don't have it all figured out. Because a lot of people don't realize the number one success killer is not failure. It's not lack of anything. It's being average. And the guys, okay, right. And the guys that's successful. Mediocrity is not okay. No. Not when you have all of these gifts and opportunities, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to share a little story with you, I've shared on the show once or twice before, but I've had a couple of near-death experiences myself. And the number one thing that plagued me as I laid there with 109.3 fever was,
holy cow,
I didn't give all my gifts away. I still have stuff that I need to give. I'm not done. And it was like one of those moments where it's like, put me back in, coach. I'm not done. Like, stop. No, don't do this. This is a mistake. But it was just one of those moments where I just, now I'm challenged myself and I'm using my words as law in my life to be of integrity, like you were saying, to make sure that regardless of if it's a Zoom meeting like this for the podcast, a clubhouse place that I get to moderate and lead, I am bringing all of me to the table. All of me, my mind, my body, my soul, because that's how I am able to do that. And so if you guys are maybe operating with one or two parts, your mind, maybe your body, maybe your soul in some things. That's why you're not in alignment. You're not in harmony. You're not able to bring the best of you because you left part of you somewhere else. Maybe you left him at home for COVID. I don't know. But you're only going to be able to achieve that limitless opportunity if you do exactly what Joe just shared. And I think that there were a couple of points that you shared too, talking about your integrity with yourself. I don't know of any best friend that would put up with that. So you shouldn't put up with being second place by any means. And I know myself, it's been a journey to that place for me too, where, you know, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do it because someone's watching me. I'm going to do it because I'm watching me and I need to hold myself accountable. Again, leaders lead themselves first. And so you have to adopt that. And I think that it's so incredible that Joe and I are kind of on the same brainwave with all of that. That's so phenomenal. But I think the other thing that you shared that really hit home with me, Joe, was your integrity. If we don't have integrity and credibility in the online space now, especially with business owners and everything with COVID, where people are finding new opportunities, we don't have a business. We don't have a currency. Without that, we don't have anything. And so for people that are like, oh, I don't feel like people trust me. Well, that's one of the key components to actually making a sale. A lot of you guys listening are entrepreneurs. Know, like, and trust. If one of those is missing, man, we're on like a threes journey here. Know, like, and trust. If one of them is missing, you're probably not getting the sale. Mind, body, soul. If one of those is missing, you're probably not feeling fulfilled. Like, it's just that way. And sometimes it's hard to acknowledge, but without acknowledging, we can't change it. And I think that that's the greatest thing about what Joe shared is that, you know, if you find yourself out of alignment, you have the ability to choose that change. You have that ability to go from your mind to your heart and be like, hey, what's going on? Checking in and allowing yourself to feel that right now so that you can become all that your hopes, desires, and visions and dreams are, and make that your reality by intentional steps towards that. So Joe, I love everything you said. I could go on and on about what you were saying, but I got another question for you instead. For people that are on this journey as a man or a woman, I'm married. For those that don't know, I am married. I would love to make sure that I am creating a space for my husband to become the most successful male in his life and in his business as well. What would you say would be amazing ways for us to lift each other up, especially after what everyone has been through in 2020? What are some, you know, something anyone can tangibly do today?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think it just goes back to what everyone wants. That's to be listened to be heard. I would say, you know, it's very important for us as partners to understand the needs, that other human being that we're with, discovering what those things are and supporting that. You know, I know specifically for my relationship, my wife and I have a wonderful relationship, ups and downs and all arounds. And, you know, I think for men specifically, so much of we tie a lot of our worth to our ability to create and provide. And show up in the professional domain. That's not all men, but the majority from my research of what I've learned. And so being supportive of those, of that man in that space that he's on that mission. Right. And doing what, and thanking him for that. Right. Like one of the big practices that my wife and I have is, you know, whoever cooks that night, the other one says thank you, or whoever, you know, takes care of, you know, the dishes or cleaning, you know, that the other person thanks them, randomly thanking each other for, you know, working hard all day or something, just that appreciation. And, you know, just like you know, we have kids, we have careers. My wife is just as ambitious and driven as I am. And it's wonderful because, you know, the basis of the foundation of our relationship is that we both want to be better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we are today as people and, you know, personally and professionally. So in the midst of all that, sometimes it's most important to slow down and just say, hey, you know, I really appreciate you, or hey, thank you for, you know, what you did yesterday, or, you know, little subtle notes and stuff. Appreciation is key.
I love that so much. And I think that we're going so fast that we don't think to do the little things, and we don't think that they matter. But I think that what you're sharing is that the little things make the big things. They make the successful relationships. They create the great communication standards. And I think that that's something each and every one of us can tangibly apply today, regardless of if you're in a relationship, if you have coworkers, a team, you can apply that aspect of appreciation to anyone and to everyone. And I think that, you know, I think it's really important that we start with ourselves before looking at others. Like you were saying in your story, you know, it's their fault. It's because of them. You know, maybe the team would operate better if they knew how much your leader appreciated them. Or if you're on a team, tell your coworkers how much you appreciate them. Thank them for the project that they got to you early. You know, any of those things, you get the message, guys. You get the message. We don't have to talk about all the opportunities. They are out there. And you just have to seize them. We don't have to overcomplicate it. You just have to do the darn thing, right?
Guys are so simple too. I mean, we really are. We're just so simple. You know, most of the time it's just like, hey, just pay attention to me a little bit more physically, and I feel like I'm gonna feel great all the time. You know, that's how simple guys are, you know? I don't wanna speak out of line on here, but I mean, that's just, you know, how we're wired and that's how we roll. But, you know, I think the other thing, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, is I think we often get wrapped up in grand gestures, you know, rather than using compounding effect of saying thank you every single day. After 30 days, you've said thank you 30 times. And that's a lot of love, man.
That's so good. Well, and it's not the Instagram jam. Like, I love Instagram, but like, so forgive me, but it's one of those things where it's not how great it looks. It's how great it is. And that's focusing on what depth you want in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in your communications. And it's focusing on what make it up. And I love to bring light to the fact that every great monument, every great wall is made up of minuscule little atoms. And think about building, I guess for me, I love to think of myself as a queen in a kingdom. And as we're building our kingdom alongside my king, it's one of those things. It's built brick by brick, stone by stone. And if every time that you said, I love you, made you guys that much stronger as a fortress, like, why wouldn't you do that? Right? I don't know. And so it's one of those things where I love that you brought it back to that, because it really makes it so simple and tangible for each and every one of us to apply that. And like I said, it doesn't have to be with your spouse. It could be with your family. It could be with other loved ones in your life or business. And there's no excuse not to start with that today. Because when we lift each other up, we really are limitless. We really are. And I just love that Joe made that so easy and tangible for each and every one of us listening. I would love to know really quick too, Joe, before we're getting down to the end of our time here. I would love to know what that journey of being kind of both ambitious entrepreneurs has been like for you. As a successful male, do you feel, you know, encroached upon by the fact that she's just as ambitious and crazy as you? Like, how is that for you guys in your relationship?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we were talking beforehand about how, you know, children kind of ignite or accelerate the passion that you have for really being driven professionally. I'll say it another way. Okay. You know, talking with my mentors, one specifically, and he said, you know, over the year, he's in his 70s. So he said, over the years, one of the main pain points that he saw in people's marriages was that either the wife or the husband was on fire and full steam ahead, and they were dragging the other one. Okay. Ooh. And that happens a lot, Justine. That happens a lot, where one is on fire with life and they want to do so much more. The other one is perfectly content where they're at, and they're just going to stay there and exist. Okay. Now, I say that to say, when you have someone else that's kind of on your wavelength, Now realize she's driven and ambitious and hardworking and all that, but she's very introverted, calm energy, very solid, sovereign, as you would say, stable disposition. I'm extroverted, warrior mentality, always in resolution disposition, forward energy. So again, very different, but key characteristics are the foundation of what drives us, right? And that is, are we going to be better, And so when you have two individuals that are driven like that, that are very different, it certainly can be explosive at times if you're really communicating at an authentic level. And then other times it's very, very collaborative and generative. And it's like an explosion of creativity and energy where a lot of stuff gets done. And you can support each other in that space. So it's served us very well. Neither one of us have ever been like, because before I got into the entrepreneurial space, I ran restaurants for a long time. So that's cool. a lot of work, right? And
yes,
the most common thing people would say to me is, man, doesn't your wife give you a hard time for working so much? And I would always say like, she's never given me a hard time once, and that's, again, that goes along with that supportive thing. Like, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. We both agreed that this is what's best for the relationship. If every time I have to stay late or something comes up, you give me a hard time, there's going to be a lot of discord, and that happens a lot, right?
So often. Thank you for saying that. So often. Women, I hope you're listening. You got to be supportive. You got to be on board. And if you're not on board, you probably don't have the same vision, which means it needs to be a conversation on clarity. That's so huge what you shared, because if you're not fighting the same battle, you're going to end up fighting each other. And that's not the way that anybody wants it, but it does happen. And it really is just a communication issue. And I think that's huge, that's something that you guys established and you were able to show an example of, because I think a lot of people were probably touched by the fact like, wow, she's on board with that. Interesting. There must be something more to this picture, which is where people get curious and maybe out of line, but that's okay. The principle is that you're fighting for the same cause, which allows you to fight alongside each other in harmony, in unison, most powerfully, utilizing your different gifts and talents of yin and yang, and really being able to dominate in your space. That's so incredible. And I love that that's something that you vulnerably shared with people today, because I think that that's a message for people. So much is changing right now. And if you're able to at least keep clear, concise communication between the two of you as a united force moving forward, there's nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can hold you back, no matter how different you are, because it sounds like you and your wife are very different, which is super cool. But yet super, super tough, like limitless, like there's nothing that can touch you at the same time.
I would agree with that. I would say, just touching on your question earlier that I don't think I fully answered. Last year, you saw a large increase in domestic violence among men. Sure. You saw a huge increase in drug addiction, overdoses, alcoholism. And, so that's what happens, right? So yes, I would say it's important to, support your husband when he's out working, but I would also challenge men, when you're at home, be at home, right? Like one of the basic things that I teach people who I work with is be where your feet are.
Yes. It's one of the most hoping you were going to say that. Oh yes. Sorry. I'm cheering.
Oh, you're good.
Thanks, guys. My bad. But yes, it's so important. Keep going.
No, it's, I'm excited because you're excited about that, because it's so true. It's like when I'm at home, I'm at home, when I'm at work, I'm at work. I'm not wishing I would be somewhere else other than where I am right there. And there's so much energy and so much power in that acceptance of reality, right? Because that's where all of the discontentment comes from. And the irritation is that you're just not simply accepting what reality is. Right. And if you just said, hey, like, I'm going to really be where I'm at right now, And then when I get home, I'm going to really be here. Not like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm going to be on my phone or on Facebook or, you know, checking emails or doing this and that. And again, I'm not perfect at that. This isn't something that anyone, I believe, is in perfection at. I would say that I'm working my way towards excellence on it, though. And yes. and that's what's important, right? Because God's work is perfection and mine is excellence. Absolutely. So, you know, that for me has been one of the biggest drivers in the health of our relationships with my son and my wife is being where my feet are. We're really with them, you know, and really with work. I mean, if you can make huge strides in your work if you're really that focused, right? Because it's concentration leads to focus. Focus leads to magnification. Magnification leads to results desired. So
powerful. And having that clarity of knowing who you are, what your vision is, allows you to focus and take intentional steps along the way. So everything kind of wraps itself up perfectly towards the end of our interview. Joe, where can people find you? Where can they get more of you? Because they did not get enough of you in this interview. I guarantee it.
Hey, thanks, Justine. And I appreciate that. I have an offer for everyone. If they want to pick up a free masterclass with myself and Ron Malhotra, the founder, we did a 5-part series, over 6 hours of content, action guides, everything for you to go through and really accelerate your results and your business as well as your personal life. So if you head over to nolimitmen.com/podcast, that's nolimitmen.com/podcast. You can get it for free and sign up and, you know, you have lifetime access to that. So you can access it on your phone or computer whenever is convenient for you to learn, you know, and then hit me up. I'm on social media channels, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, of course, like you. And, you know, as well as Clubhouse, I've been.
I was going to say, don't leave that one out. Oh, it's the new jam and I love it. And I'm totally unapologetic about it, but that's okay. No. If you haven't caught him on Clubhouse, you guys, he's on fire on Clubhouse too.
Me and Trey have been crushing it over there and it's great. We love it. You know, I'll just put a little plug in there for Clubhouse. Last month I did, I know you guys went really hard on the podcast. I did 20 episodes myself last month and 15 of those people were from Clubhouse, you know? So I mean, that's what it's all about is meeting mm-hmm. connections like yourself and really lifting each other up and the power of collaboration. So, you know, hit me up, guys. Let's do this thing.
Absolutely. You heard it from him, his connections and links. So I'll be in the show notes, you guys. Before I let you go, Joe, I would love to ask one last message of inspiration for people that are in a funk coming out of 2020. We're in the new year, almost 2 months in. What words of encouragement would you give them in this moment?
That's a great question. I would say we're only as sick as our secrets. And so often we can get trapped in the loneliness of our current situation, like we're the only person that has ever gone through it before. And, you know, one of the things that I learned growing up, good old VBS, I don't know if anybody did that stuff, but there was this nun and she always said this. She said, a problem shared is cut in half, a joy shared is doubled. So I would just make a call to people to have the courage to pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, like call a dear friend or family member, or even somebody you just met and say, hey, this is really what's going on. And I honestly don't know what to do. Have you ever gone through this before? And the reason I say that is because think about it, Justine, whenever somebody calls you, when they need advice or they're feeling a little down, like all you want to do, you feel so grateful that they called you, right? Like, yes. Oh man, thank you for trusting me with that. Yes. You know, you want to love on them. You want to pour into them. I mean, even as guys, you know, we just want to help each other out. Like, I feel appreciative, absolutely. But when then I get into that space, I'm arrogant enough to not allow others in my life that part of the relationship, right? Like if I'm trying to build healthy relationships today, then I'm not always need to be the savior and hero. And I need to lean on others to expose my own humanity so that I can get some loving too. So that's what I would tell people is don't feel less than, just reach out, pick up the heavy phone.
The heavy phone. It doesn't weigh as much as you think it does. Oh, so powerful, you guys. Well, thank you for tuning into Virtually Limitless. Go check out Joe on all the platforms. Those links are in the show notes here. And till next time, we're so grateful you tuned into Virtually Limitless.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.